Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We have another wonderful day to serve the Lord and listen to Him as He speaks to us in our heart. I thank the Lord for all that He's doing, all the wonderful people that He's blessing, everyone He's training to do His perfect will, and those He's already trained who are doing His perfect will. The Lord have many that are first. The word says many that are first will be last, and they that are last will be first. The Lord rearranges things to help His people out. Every time when we look at time, and one day we'll be standing in heaven with Him, and all the judgments will be done. And the people that are in heaven, we're going to understand something about the Lord. He put things in motion and set things in motion so that He could win the most souls as fast as possible. The way that He rearranged things, the way He arranged everything, is so that people could be won to Him in the majority numbers. Those that are wise and that follow Him, He put them first. They're the front line of defense. But many that are first will be last because they've deviated. But some people didn't. Some people kept their eyes on the Lord. And society will set people last that love God. A lot of people fear to love people because they know that people, how treacherous people can be. They know that people will try to use you for their own gain. They'll try to take advantage of your kindness because that's the worldly way. But you also have to have wisdom in how you distribute your love and holiness, the character of God. As you love people. See, love, holiness, and wisdom, they balance each other out. The love of God is so liberal. It wants to bless everybody, forgive everybody, be a blessing as much as possible. And this is to show the goodness of God. But to counter the attacks of the enemy, you have to be holy with your love. You have to tell people the truth. You know, as a minister and a man of God, it was hard to strike the balance of all three. When you're balanced with love, holiness, and wisdom, you can stay true to yourself, true to God, and true to people. And sometimes ministers have deviated because they love the people, but they're not wise, and they compromise in character. They want people to know the truth, but sometimes we just hide the light, and that's not the way of God. And I saw people do these things all my life, and good people too. And I had to stick with the word of God. Tell people the truth, and then they can make an honest decision. When we preach the word of God, it gives people something to go on. They heard the word, and now the word that they've heard correctly can grow in their heart correctly, and they have faith for the right things of God. But if you mix it with untruth, then it can't be faith. The only thing that can be faith is the word that's true. And the only way out of this demise we're in, that we all share, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way out of the world system. You're either in the world system or you're out of the world system. You're a part of it or you're part of the kingdom of God. And we have to share the knowledge of God's word in order to remain out of the world system. Now, because we have a new heart, like we always teach, you know, that's true. Jesus gave us a brand new heart. And we have to grow and fill our heart with God's word. And we can do that, we can do anything. We can love everybody and walk in wisdom and walk in and walk in holiness, the character of God. And as we do those wonderful things, we're the light that we're designed to be. Now, if a Christian gets saved and just start making decisions, because he's saved, he's not going to want to do anything wrong. He has the love of God, and he'll want to do the important things of God. Even if he wasn't called to the ministry, and you know, he just lived his life every day in honesty. And some people do that. Well, he'll do fine until he's tempted. Then, now he's got to go to another level. He's got to, the enemy's trying to distract him and pull him aside, aggravate his purpose. And now he has to overcome all that in order to continue living the life of God. And some people stay steady. And by then I mean they don't change, they don't deviate. Well, sometimes people get swayed, or they get off track for a while. But when they study the Word of God, they come back. And they come back to life. Or they fight for their life. And they resist the works of darkness. And then lack of knowledge. That's where the enemy always gives us the most trouble. Where we lack knowledge. That's why many that are first will be last. Some people have deviated so bad. Even if they're not doing the wrong deeds, their motives are not right. They're doing the works of God without the love of God. And they went Laodicean. Now the Laodicean church, they became lukewarm. And some people have worked in the ministry a long time, and they just kind of gave up. They just kind of riding it out. They do just enough to get by, and they're not trying to grow anymore. They'll be last, or somewhere in between. But some people stay steady. They stay in the love of God. That's the backbone of all things. If whatever God gives you to do, you have to believe in what he gave you to do. And if you stop believing it, you'll start acting like you stop believing it. And your ministry will diminish. But if you're steadily learning from the Lord, as you grow, you have more to work with. And some people remain in their position. God put them on the front lines. They were wise. He was wise to do that when he first set them there. And that's what I want. I want to see God more people be that started out first to remain first. It's not a competition. I'm not in competition against anybody. I want everybody to be first. But that won't happen, because Jesus said, many that are first will be last, and they that are last will be first. Now, those that are set last in society, last in ministry, and people classify people. Christians classify Christians too. You can't see the growth of people. You don't know what's going on inside until they reveal it. And everybody's that way. You can't tell what's in a person's heart and what they have to work with. But people, they look at people and they try to figure it out. And they'll say to themselves, well, I'm ahead of him, or I'm ahead of her, and they're beneath me. It doesn't work that way. Just because a person didn't go out and do great, fantastic things, sometimes there are people in the congregation, they hear, and they hear and receive. They hear and receive. They're growing properly because people teach properly. And some people, they grow properly. And they don't go and talk about every victory they win. They just grow, and that's that. To them, their life is normal. They're picking up steam. They're learning the Word of God, and they're doing it. And they're trying to grow. They want to grow. They want to live. And so as they learn information and gain information, they live. And then the Lord select them to do something. And then people doubt against them because of their youth, just like Timothy. Paul said, don't let anybody despise your youth. Now, what he's saying is, Timothy, look to the Lord and do what God said, even though people are trying to doubt against your youth, even though they don't think you can do it. It's not about what people think you can do. Do what God told you you can do. Do what God know you can do. Do what he's equipped you to do. And he equipped that man to be an apostle like Paul. And he was supposed to go and do the work of God. So it's time, you know, it's time out for looking at people's age and their youth and their gender and what they can't do, what's not, and how people approve them. Society always, the world of society always puts you in the backseat somewhere. Because they don't value the things of God. They value boisterous people. People that love the world, they value boisterous type people. It's just like when Jesus came on the scene. The religious Jews, they put him last, and they actually wanted him dead. And he went about doing what they could not do. And they couldn't do it because he was a rabbi. And they couldn't do it legally. They couldn't find fault in it. And they tried. So when they couldn't find fault, they paid for somebody to lie against. They paid false witnesses. They paid false witnesses to lie against him, and they paid false witnesses so they could kill him. And then they paid somebody to find him. 30 pieces of silver. What a tragedy. That's the heart of men. Might as well get over it now. But those that love God and those that hear you, they will win in life. Everybody you know won't hear from you. Your family and friends are usually the last to hear from you. They usually look at your character. They can't find fault in your character, and your words have more weight. So if you live the character of God, you know, it can be done. Sometimes there are family members who will listen, and there are friends who will listen. And they'll see the growth, God's growth in you, and they'll respect it, and they'll benefit from it. But they remember how you were and what you did and how they used to change your diaper or whatever. But you can't look at that. You have to look at what the work of God, and people are not so fast to look at the work that God is doing inside the people. So there are people who grow in the Lord, but to the pastor and to the parents, they just don't see it. They don't. When people try to talk about things that they've learned. And I've seen it too many times. If you talk about something that's a blessing to you, you kind of have to be careful how you do it, because sometimes people will turn it into some kind of competition. And I hate saying stuff like that. They're not listening to what you're saying. They're thinking about how they can top what you did. I know that sounds crazy, but I kept running into it as God would teach me things. But when he prompted me to tell the right person, then they receive it. But the wrong people will not receive it. So it's important to get a grip on what God is saying and do the wisdom of God. And you can't let how people seem or how they operate put a damper on what God has done in you. You have to look at Him. And you have to stay steady with Him in order for your candle not to be moved out of its place. See, every church had its own challenges. But Jesus said, unless you repent, I'll remove your candlestick out of its place. If God puts you first, you need to be first. But you have to continue to grow and operate according to the knowledge and wisdom of God, in the love of God. And this is not the world system, so there's no competition in God. There's competition in Satan's ranks. It's not in God's rank. It don't supposed to be. That worldly influence should have died when you first got saved and baptized in Jesus' name, or baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You left that old reputation in the water. You identify yourself with Jesus. Now Jesus, He's the King of Kings. But He told His disciples, he that believe will do greater works than Me. What a statement. Jesus was not in competition. Now Jesus preached a sermon on the mount, but 1 Peter is a better message than what Jesus taught. Jesus said, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. But Peter said, love others just like Jesus loves you. That's a greater message. But see, the process had to happen. First of all, people had to believe on Jesus, and they had to start somewhere. Do unto others as you will have them do. That makes sense to everybody. That's wisdom that can't be refuted. That's the character of God. That's the first step. But once people believe on Jesus, they have a new heart. All competition is dead. They have a new life here in Christ. And now they have the ability to love others just like Jesus loved them. So when people slander your name, love them anyway. When people do you wrong, love them anyway. When they're rude to you, be nice to them. And wise. Let your words be full of wisdom and love. The goal is not to get revenge. The goal is to get people saved and out of Satan's grip. Now, you have to fight, but you're just not fighting people. You're fighting demonic influences. And you can tell Satan that he cannot tempt them against you. Or he can't use them against you. I didn't know that this was possible. But in the 80s, I listened to The Authority of the Believer by Kenneth Hagin. And I would see gunfights in the old neighborhood I lived in. It was drug infested, and there was a lot of gunfights. And I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. I just took authority over Satan. And the people calmed down every time. It's like turning the fire off the boiling pot. You turn the fire off the stove and they just kind of, they'll cuss each other out and walk away. They calmed down. I arrested the devil. And then they were able to come back to reason. And the Lord taught me that. He said, when you take Satan out of the way, men are not that hard to deal with. So on TV, when ISIS would capture somebody to kill them, I would tell Satan, you can't kill them in Jesus' name. Next thing I know, they're free. This happened more than once. About 3 times, I remember it. They caught a news reporter lady, and they caught 2 other people. And I just told Satan he ain't killing them. And they went back home. People are just, you know, men are just men. But the enemy, you can arrest the enemy at your will. So you're not sitting ducks for people to slap you upside the head and you turn the other cheek and they slap you some more. Stop the works of the enemy. Just don't provoke violence. That's why Jesus said that. I didn't always agree with what he said. I said, Lord, why did you tell people to turn the other cheek anyway? And this was many years after I had already practiced those things. I said, why did you tell people to do that? And he said, I didn't want my people to provoke violence. Now, nobody never literally slapped me upside the head and I had to literally turn the other cheek. But they did. They were rude and I was nice. That's turning the other cheek. And I sought to be a blessing. And I didn't, and it helped me not to retaliate. And then I was able to do better and better and live the character of God. Now, that's not valuable in the world, but it's valuable to God, and God will promote you if you do those things. And you can learn to live, and you can learn to trust God and do things the right way, and your joy increases, and your peace, you still got your peace. And always follow the peace, because God loves us. Many that are first will be last, and many that are last will be first. So it's important to go forward in Him and hold your post and make things go forward. It's not a competition against any other Christian. We're building together. We're a body, and bodies work in unison. The work of God is supposed to be in unison. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And He will continue to bless and promote and cause you to have great progress in and throughout your life, healing every part of it as you receive His word going forward. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.